kind of walk through amounts? I mean, he mentioned you guys had to go to a silent count even this past week. Just the communication, even from the time you break the huddle, when you're in a huddle, to the line, and the difference that there's been with Peter Kahns versus Holly.
Well, I think Pete's done a great job. You know, I really do. I think, you know, across the board, I think Pete's played well the last 2 weeks. And come in and done a great job of replacing Joe, and I think he's done a good job from a communication standpoint. I think it goes from there, and it's got to work itself all the way out. And we've got to be, you know, better across the board, and that's one of the challenges of going on the road. You know, it always puts a stress on communication. You know, but I think that's an area where we can improve, and the way to do that is to be better in your meetings, better in practice, and make sure that we know our plan inside and out, so that when we get there, we understand our signals, all those kind of things, and we can execute the way that we're capable of.
Do you remember ever having to use a silent count with Dome?
No, but it's one of those things when you don't play particularly well. You know, we've been good at home in the past, and that gets our fans going. So our fans have been great, though. Our fans have been great since I've been here. But it was just, you know, it was a tough one Sunday.
What type of challenges does this present these next two games, considering you guys leave this week and then you don't come back, you go straight to London, something that you've never been a part of, but what type of challenge specifically does something like that bring, two games and not coming home at all?
Well, I don't think we can worry about next week. You know, I think at this point, you know, I think our organization has done a great job of having us prepared, having all our bags packed, all that kind of stuff done. At this point, and you know, all the stuff that we need will be in London when we get there. And at this point, you know, it's a normal trip. It really is. I mean, just from now until Sunday, you know, at 1 o'clock, it's the same as every week. And that's where our focus has to be. We can't worry about how next week's going to shake out or what the plans are and all that kind of stuff. We've got plenty of people in our organization who work on that and who have focused and done a great job. I think from a player's perspective, it's one at a time. And, you know, we're six games into it. Certainly not where we would like to be, but certainly not out of it by any stretch either. And so, you know, in order for us to kind of claw our way back into this thing, we're going to have to take it 1 week at a time and play our best football every week. But we can't worry about next week.
Baltimore seems to just own the NFC South. Why is that? I mean, I think they've won like five straight against the NFC South. What makes them so good?
That they're good across the board. You know, all three phases of their game is solid. They're very good offensively, very good on special teams, and very good defensively. And when you're sound in all three phases, that makes you tough to beat. But we can't worry about, you know, the last five times that they played anybody in the NFC South. We've got to worry about this week. And I think if we focus on that, focus on, you know, preparing as best we can this week. And then, you know, staying confident, cutting it loose on Sunday, I think we'll be all right.
Matt, what's going on in the fourth quarter?
We're not playing good enough. You know, that's it, plain and simple. We're not playing as well as, you know, we need to be playing. And in order for us to win games and win games in this league, you've got to finish games strong. And we haven't done a good job of that.
Anything you can do is there anything you pinpoint to turn around, at least from an offensive standpoint?
We got to execute better. I know I say that a lot, but it comes down to execution. We've had opportunities to make plays, and we just haven't made them. And you know, we've got to remain confident in the belief that we're going to go out there and make those plays when they present themselves. You know, but you have to trust in what you believe in. And for me, I think it's preparation and doing a great job in practice. So that when games roll around, you know, you feel like you're ready to do it.
Is part of that lack of execution, is it the fact that maybe guys are trying to do too much, trying to make, as one of the guys said the other day, that one play that's going to win the game?
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes, you know, if you're trying too hard to force something to happen, you know, it can cause things to go sideways a little bit. I think, you know, one of the big things is, you know, you can't force things to happen, but when plays are there to be made, we've got to make them, and there's no getting around that. I mean, we had opportunities this past week. We've had opportunities this season to make more plays than we have, and we haven't done it. And across the board, starting with myself, when those opportunities present themselves, we've got to hit them.
Matt, you said earlier in the season, I believe, you said that Harry helps you guys be as multi-dimensional as you want to be. So how much do you miss not having Harry on the field?
Certainly Harry's a big part of what we've done historically here, and certainly the last 2 years. So it's always tough when you have guys go down. It's always tough to replace that production. When he's in there, you know, it adds another dimension to us. But that's part of this league. That's part of how a season shakes out. There's going to be times where certain guys are down, and you've got to find better ways. You've got to find different ways to get it done. And we have not done collectively a good enough job of that.
A lot of drops last week. That's very uncharacteristic. How much do you think Roddy and all those guys are looking to just hurry up and get back on the field?
I think everybody. I think myself included. I think everybody's looking forward to getting back out there and playing again, and even getting back out onto the practice field this afternoon and working on our craft and trying to be better than we were Sunday. Those physical mistakes, they're going to happen at times. We're all professionals, but we're all human, and mistakes are going to happen. We can't, as a whole, have them happen collectively across the board at the same time. So that's one of those things. It's a tough Sunday, but it's a part of being a professional is being able to put that behind you, good or bad, and moving forward to the next one. And I think everybody's excited about that.